好，感谢主，我们有这么一个方式，再一次在主面前见面。
Thank the Lord that we can meet again this way.
我们一同在主面前再有个祷告。
Let us pray before the Lord.
天父，我们赞美、感谢、归给你。
Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
你何等的爱我们，你也何等的怜悯我们。
You love us so much and you're so merciful towards us.
你为我们预备了一切，叫我们因着你儿子的救赎，我们可以回到你面前。
You have prepared everything for us that because of the redemption of your Son, we can come back before you.
你也要装备我们，要建造我们，可以来到你的宝座前。
You prepared us and built us so we can come before your throne.
你为我们预备了，照着你永远的心意，为我们预备了荣耀的道路。
According to your eternal purpose, you have prepared a glorious way for us.
我们需要你启示我们，带领我们，并且光照我们。
We need your revelation, your leading, and your enlightening us.
我们当在你面前等候你、寻求你的时候，愿你向我们说话。
Lord, as we wait before you and seek you, Lord, may you speak to us.
愿你敞开天上的窗户，亲自供应给我们。
May you open the heaven and yourself supply us.
真是你叫我们说的、听的、翻译的，都一同遇见你自己。
Lord, that whoever would speak, translate, and those who listen, will all be one in you.
你照你的旨意向我们说话。
Lord, speak according to your purpose.
并且求你触摸我们每一颗心。
Lord, and touch each of our hearts.
求你赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
Lord, may you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
求你那无限量的圣灵充满我们每一位，无论我们在哪里。
And the unlimited spirit may fill us wherever we are.
让我们在你的同在中交通，也在圣灵里面交通。
That in your presence we will have fellowship and in also in the presence of the Holy Spirit.
是给我们光中见光的你的供应，深渊与深渊响应的你的话语。
That we will see light in the light and that the deep will call to the deep.
我们等候在你的面前，愿你亲自做那人所不能做的工作。
Lord, we really wait before you that you can do what man's hand can never do.
也为你的教会，为我们穿上全副的军装。
And that, Lord, that your church will take up your whole armor.
你堵住我们所有一切的破口。
That, Lord, you will stop every gap.
不让仇敌有任何在那里搅扰的机会。
That there is no room for the enemy to stir anything up.
要我们在你所给的聚集中单单的遇见主，遇见我们的天父。
That, Lord, we will singly just meet you, our Lord.
我们谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Lord, we thank you so much, and in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我可以分享我的荧幕吧。好，可以看见我的圣经哈。我们先读第一处的圣经，在希伯来书11章第3节。
We will read our first passage, which is from Hebrews 11, verse 3.
这一节圣经我们英文的翻译用 Young Literal Translation 来翻译。
We're using the Young Literal Translation for English translation.
我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神话造成的。这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
By faith, we understand the ages to have been prepared by a saying of God, in regard to the things seen, not having come out of things appearing.
我今天的负担呢是诸世界，这个世界呢在中文是翻译成世界，或者有很多的英文版也翻译成世界，但是呢它的原文是世代。
In the Chinese and in many English versions, this word that we want to focus on is translated world, but actually it means ages.
诸世代是借着神话造成的。
The ages have been prepared by a saying of God.
所以这里提到这一个是世代，这里的世代是多数，也就是说很多很多的世代。
And this refers to, it's in plural, so it refers to many ages.
那我们根据这个希伯来书第十一章他所给我们的这样的一个他所前后文的这个情形，我们知道这个世代就是我们人生，就是每一个信徒或者每一个圣徒人生的那个阶段，那个时段。
And according to the context, the ages means that it is the age that is given to a person.
在希伯来书里面对于时间有很多方面的这一个提到。
In the book of Hebrews, there are many references with regards to time.
比如他说古时或者他说末时。
For example, it would say in ancient days or in the end days.
或者他讲到来世，或者讲到永远。
Or in the coming age, or it would talk about eternity.
或者讲到今天这个日子，我们所在的这个日子，今天。
It would talk about today, the day we're in today.
当然他也提到了主耶稣的第二次来的，那个第二次来的日子。
And it talks about the second coming, the day that the Lord comes back.
对，但这个地方呢讲的世代就跟我们每一个人都是非常切身有关系的。
But here, the ages that's mentioned here is very, related to each and every one of us.
对，我们每一个人都在一个时间段落，等于都在一个时代里面。
Because each of us is in a period of time, so we're in a particular age.
然后这个诸世代就是很多时代，但是我们只在其中的一个啊。
Here it refers to many ages, but of course we're only in one particular age.
那是借着神的话，这里的话是 Rhema 的话。
And here it says, I have been prepared by a saying. The saying here refers to Rhema.
那在新约里面用到神说话那个话呢，至少主要的是有 Logos 跟 Rhema 这两处的有两类的不同。
In the New Testament, when it talks about what God said, there are two words. One is logos, and the other is rhema.
那这里呢讲到的是 rhema 那个字，所以这个是一个很特殊的字。
And here the word that is used is rhema, which is a very significant word.
这里它其实 rhema 呢，我们一般基督徒认识的都不是很深入。
The way we understand Rhema for most of us Christians, is very superficial, it's not very deep.
因为它不但是跟道理有关，但它跟经历或者从神那里得到启示还有密切的关系。
Rhema has, means, it is related to revelation and to experiencing of God.
那它最重要的，它是关系到基督自己，基督的所事和基督的所做。
And it is related to who Christ is and what he did.
所以我们对于基督认识越深或者越多，我们对于 Rhema 的这个认识可能就会深入一点。
So the deeper we know of Christ and what he does, then we know a deeper understanding of Rhema.
非常稀奇的，整个新约用这个 Rhema 这个字呢，它的使用多半或者说是比较多数是集中在主耶稣基督的身上。
When the word Rhema is used, it's usually concentrated on our Lord Himself.
所以这就对我们来讲的话就相当的困难，因为我们对于主的认识都是在一个渐进的，而且是一个有限的一个很状态底下。
And so it's kind of difficult for us because our knowledge of the Lord is very limited.
所以呢，如果得着 Rhema 的话，其实在神面前是重大的事情。
And so if we can get hold of Rhema, it is a very great thing before the Lord.
当然，每一个人得救，他是都从 Rhema 得救，就是说他得着这个 Rhema 的话，叫他得救的。
Of course, when we all first get saved,We were saved under Rhema because we take hold of Rhema.
但是这是开始，这不是我们已经得到的全部啊。
But this is just the beginning. We have not obtained the whole thing.
所以整个 Rhema 的话不但是讲到基督自己，所以它是等于是讲到神的奥秘，也讲到基督的奥秘。
So Rhema not only speaks of Christ Himself, but itrefers to the whole mystery of God, the whole mystery of Christ.
所以这里面它关系到神的本性或者神的各种的丰富在里面。
So it talks about who God is and all the fullness of God Himself.
因为神本性的一切丰富都是有形有体的藏在基督里。
Because the whole fullness of God is in Christ.Jesus.
所以我们因着就是在基督里因着得到这个 Rhema 的话，我们也会进到在基督里的丰富或者进到丰满。
So if in Christ we obtain this Rhema, we can enter into the fullness of Christ.
所以甚至呢就是说当个人或者教会面对世界上的或者是就是各种的挑战各种的仇敌的攻击的时候，其实 Rhema 是得胜的一个很重要的东西。
So when individually or the whole church is under the attack of the enemy of Satan, Rhema is very important for our going through it.
或者说是圣徒在神面前得洁净啊，或者是教会得洁净，也跟 Rhema 有密切的关系。
Even the purification of individual or purification of the whole church is very much related to Rhema.
对 Rhema 本身就是进到基督自己基督的丰富里面去。
So Rhema is us entering into the fullness of Christ, into Christ himself.
这个颠覆了我们以前对 Rhema 的一种认识。
This kind of clarify our understanding of Rhema.
因为我们以前哈就是以为哈 Rhema 不过就是有感觉的话或者有经历的话那就够。
Because in the past, we always think of Rhema as if it's an experiential word and that's already enough.
但是那个层次太低了，那还不一定达到基督自己，还不一定进入到基督的实际和基督的丰富。
But that is actually a very low level, because even with that, you might not have entered into the fullness of Christ, into Christ himself.
所以虽然我交通这个哈，我自己也是在被主带往前的这样的一个过程中。
Even though I'm sharing this, I am still in the process of being brought intodeeper by the Lord himself.
对，我们都是在主面前寻求主，能够盼望主把他所看为宝贵的，把看为实际的赐给我们。
We're all before the Lord, seeing what is precious to the Lord that it will be given to us.
那他说呢，诸世代是借着神 Rhema 的话造成的，这个造是装备的意思，不是创造那个字，是装备那个字。
So here, it says the ages to have been prepared by a saying of God. So the word here is prepared. It's not created.
所以我们得救之后，我们就进入被装备的这样的一个阶段或者一个程序中。
So after we are saved, we enter into this period of time where we're being prepared.
这个呢，我们可能不一定是有这样的认定，但是呢，神是这样的，神是这样的工作的。
So maybe we did not recognize this, but this is the way God works.
但是这里就是说，这句话就是说，我们因着信，就是在我们如果是活在信心里面，我们就可以知道这件事情，神是这样做的。
But if it is by faith, then we would understand that this is the way how God does it.
那你知道信心是信心的锚是在神身上，信心的锚在基督身上，信心的锚也在神的话身上。
The anchor of our faith is in God Himself, in Christ Himself, and also in His Word.
所以呢，当我们是真的在信心里面，你也发现呢，活在信心里面的人，他也是从灵里面跟圣灵在灵里，在就是跟在圣灵里面跟神交通的。
So if one lives by faith, then he has fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
然后他这里就知道，这个知道是一个心思上的知道，悟性上的知道。
And then he will know in his mind.
所以这里的知道呢，应该不是记忆性上的知道。
So this knowing is not just remembering.
所以这个知道呢，是因为在信心里面，从灵里面知道，到了心思、情感，到了魂的知道。
So this is a knowing first in the spirit and from the spirit going into the soul, into the mind.
对，知道什么呢？他说诸世代是借着神的话，神 Rhema 的话装备成的。
And then what do we know? It's knowing that the ages who have been prepared by a saying, this saying is Rhema of God.
那从换一个角度来看的话，也就是说神在每一个世代里面寻找能够接受神Rhema 化的器皿。
In another way of saying this is God is looking for a vessel who can accept Rhema.
那也就是说神在那个世代里面，如果神说在那个世代里面，这个世代这个时间是可以被纪念的，那是因为在那个世代里面他得到的那样的器皿，他接受了神的 Rhema 的话，能够见证神自己。
And so this age would be remembered by God if God finds somebody who can receive the Rhema and then be a testimony of God.
所以你就知道，如果真的得着的话，那个不但是在个人上是一个，或者说经历基督、认识神的一个重要的阶段。
And so if you can really accept Rhema,Not only is this individually, you can experience and gain Christ.
但是从神的角度来看的话，是宇宙间这个世代怎么样？神得着的那一个合适的器皿，能够因为他得着的神 Rhema 的话。
But then, actually, from God's perspective, it is this vessel who gained Rhema. God gained this vessel in this age.
或者说怎么样，就是在那个世代当中，那个时间段落当中呢，神是有这个器皿可以填在那个时间段落中。
Or in this particular time or age, God got this vessel and he can put this vessel in this time.
你像我们思想哈，像教会历史有一千年以上的，有个一千年的黑暗时代。那这个一千年表示什么？这一千年呢，神没有得到任何的器。
So let's look at church history, for example. There is 1,000 year, which is the dark age. In that dark age, God did not gain any vessel for himself.
但是呢，当这个就是大约马丁路德那个前后的时间呢，结果就一个一个的被神的话或者 Rhema 的话得到的那个器皿就开始出现。
But then during the period, you know, within that period where God gained, for example, Martin Luther and others, that those people were gained by God.
所以说这里就提醒我，提醒弟兄姊妹， 就说我们能不能成为那一个神在我们那个时代，或者神就神所看重的那个时代，那个得到神话被成装，用神的话装备成为装备成为神可以作为他的见证器皿的那个人。
So this is very important for us. Can we be that vessel where God finds and he can put his rhema in us and we can be a testimony for him in that age?
啊，当然了，这个希伯来书十一章呢，这里面的每一个人物，他们都是这样，他们有这样的特性的，那样见证在他们身上。
And of course, in Hebrews chapter 11, each of those characters have this special characteristic where they were gained by the Lord and be testimony in their age.
那我们要想说，神要把我们装备成什么个情形，什么个结果？
And so, how does one God wants to prepare us? What is that goal, that result of that preparation?
刚才我们弟兄领的诗歌啊，就是第一首诗歌讲到的，我们成为救恩的出口，是不是？有那里面的歌词。
And in the song that we just sang, we said that we are the spokesman of God's salvation.
那在这一个希伯来书第二章里面呢，有这么一个词是很，就是有很多基督徒都是注意到的。
In Hebrews chapter 2, there's this phrase that many Christians paid attention to.
就是第二章第三节就说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，就是这么大的救恩，这是一个特别神在希伯来书里面提醒我们。
So in Hebrews 2:3, it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
所以这么大的救恩，它到底是多大？
This great salvation, how great is it?
如果我们是就是说只是怎么讲说没有很仔细的读希伯来书第一章第二章呢，我们可能就没有发现什么叫这么大的救恩。
If we just read casually Hebrews 1 and 2, maybe we will not discover how great that salvation is.
但是希伯来书第二章呢是根据第一章的。
But Hebrews chapter 2 is based on Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书第二章第一节说是所以，或者说你这个原文怎么原文的资料是借着这些，那借着这些就是是前面的第一章的。
So in here it says in verse 1 it says because it's according to what had been said in the first chapter.
所以事实上这个这么大的救恩应该答案在希伯来书第一章。
And so the answer, what is this great salvation, can be found in chapter 1 of Hebrews.
但是我们呢一般不容易发现。
But for us, it is hard for us to discover this.
因为呢，我们一般想到救恩都是从人的角度，从我们经历的角度，从我们感受的角度。
Because when we think about salvation, we always think of it from the perspective of man, of our experience.
那从我们的角度，我们就很容易讲，我们当然圣经是这样告诉我们，我们得到的救恩是灵的救恩、魂的救恩，还要将来身体的救恩。
And so, when we think about this, we say, oh, we know from the Bible that we are saved in the spirit, and then the soul, and then the body.
或者说从这个哥林多后书保罗说的，他过去救我们，现在救我们，将来还要救我们。
Or just like in 2 Corinthians where Paul said that he saved us in the past, he's saving us now, and he's still going to save us in the future.
这我们很容易理解，因为我们就是在这样的一个经历中。
It is easy for us to understand this because we're in the midst of this experience.
但是希伯来书告诉我们，这么大的救恩不是从我们的角度来告诉我们。
But in Hebrews, when it talks about salvation, it's not telling us from our perspective.
它是从我们如果得到的这么大的救恩。那我们应该在神面前有一些的表现，就是或者有一些的彰显出那个救恩在我们身上已经 已经显出果效出来，或者刚才师父讲的救恩的出口能够人家看得出来不一样。
But in Hebrews, it's talking about if you have already have this salvation, there should be an expression, a manifestation, just like in the soul. It, from you, you will speak out this great salvation.
为了这个时间的缘故，我只能简化的跟弟兄姊妹提到这么大的救恩。
And I'm just going to speak in more simple terms with brothers and sisters because of the limitation of time.
希伯来书第一章第六节说，神使他的长子到世上来的时候，就说神的使者都要拜他。所以呢，他这里不但是神的使者要拜他，也就是蒙恩得救的人，他都什么，能够被救赎回来，能够恢复对神的一个对神该得的敬拜能够归给神自己。
So it says here that when he bring in the firstborn to the world, he said that, and let them bow before him, all messengers of God. God wants to recover that worship to himself.
所以敬拜神要恢复，就受造跟创造，受造者要敬拜造物者这个敬拜。或者说是被救赎的恢复，那个被救赎对救赎主的敬拜，这个是应当被恢复的。
So what has to be recovered is that worship of the created beings to the Creator or the people who are saved to the one who saved them.
所以在这个约翰福音第四章说什么？就说你们拜父什么？是在灵。
And that's why in the book of John it says that we worship in spirit and in truth.
对，第一个这么大的救恩，第一个恢复对神的敬拜，对。
So this great salvation is to recover. The first thing is to the worship to God.
第二个这么大的救恩是恢复神的宝座，对宝座的。宝座在地上跟在天上是如同在天上一样。
The second thing that the great salvation is recovering is that the throne of God will be on earth as it is in heaven.
所以今天圣徒如果跟神有一个跟主有一个融洽一个对的关系，不论在工作中、在家庭中、在教会中，你会。有天上宝座的同在地上。
So saints today, if you have a right relationship with God, the throne of God will be the same in heaven as in your work, in your daily life.
因为怎么样说？因为希伯来就告诉我们说，我们因为主耶稣的救赎，所以我们被带到宝座前，或者施恩宝座前，或者带到天上的宝座前。
And because what Hebrews tells us that when we're saved, we are brought to the throne of God, which is in heaven.
所以我们虽然在地上生活，但是我们又同时是在天上的宝座，或者在神施恩在至圣所的宝座前生活的。
So even though we live on earth, we are actually living before the throne in heaven and or inside the most holy place.
所以圣徒可以在任何的环境里面见证神的宝座，神坐在天上的宝座，神天上的宝座也掌管地上的所有一切。
And so saints can give this testimony that the throne of God controls everything even here on earth.
那不但如此呢，在圣徒如果是在主面前经历够多的话，他也会有一个羡慕，如果他有这个机会，他愿意被活着被提到天上宝座。
And this saint would have this great desire that he will be lifted up to the heavenly throne.
那第三个神这救恩中的这个恢复呢，就是恢复国度，神的国度和国度的权杖。
The third recovery is to recover the kingdom and the scepter of the kingdom.
当我们读到亚伯拉罕的时候，你会发现神 耶和华神对他说什么？国度从你而立，君王从你而出。
And because we know God said to Abraham that the kingdom will be established from you and the king will come from your line.
但是亚伯拉罕他在那个就他在迦南地那个时候呢，其实就是他或者多一点就跟他的妻子或者是他的家庭，然后再加上罗德这样。
But at that time, Abraham was in Canaan, and the most he has was his wife, you know, his family members, and Lot.
但是神说，国度从你而立，就是神的国度，或者是天国从亚伯拉罕开始。
But then God said, you know, the kingdom of heaven will be established from you.
这个对我们有时候不容易明白。
And for us, this is hard to understand.
但是呢，你知道亚伯拉罕他因为迦南地这个就是这个闹饥荒，他跑到埃及去了。
But then we know there was a famine in Canaan, and so he went down to Egypt.
但因为神国度的见证或者神国度的实际是在亚伯拉罕身上。
But the reality of the kingdom or the testimony of the kingdom is in Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕到了埃及的，虽然哈他是因为害怕，所以他说他称他的。妻子那时候叫萨莱，对不对？然后他就称他是他的妹子，所以呢结果就是法老就要把他娶走。
But you know, out of fear, Abraham said that Sarai was his sister when he went down to Egypt, and so Pharaoh wants to take Sarai for a wife.
但是这是干涉到神在亚伯拉罕，神要装备亚伯拉罕或者神要成全亚伯拉罕的。是干涉了神的工作。
But this event, you know, would interfere with God's work in Abraham.
结果呢，神就来干预这件事情，结果法老呢就把撒来呢，他这个归还给亚伯兰。
And so God interfered, and so Pharaoh returned Sarai to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕其实没有做什么，但是都是神做工。
Actually, Abraham did not do anything. Everything was done by God.
就是在他生以撒之前，又有一次，在这个在基拉尔，那个基拉尔王应该是属于非利士的。那他们呢，他也是要把这个撒来要取走。
Another time before Isaac was born in Gerar, which is the land of the Philistine, again, the king want to take Sarah again.
所以呢，神呢，虽然亚伯拉罕他没有做什么，但神国度是借着亚伯拉罕要彰显的。所以虽然他那时候还是一个人，还是一个家，但是呢，他所到之处呢，神国度的权杖或者国度的权柄在他身上是同在的，是显明的。
So even though at that time Abraham did not do anything, but the kingdom of that God wants to establish is in Abraham, and it's God is making sure that will happen.
那今天我们蒙恩得救的人，神主对我们的呼召就是叫我们能进天国。
Today, our calling from God is that we can enter into the kingdom.
所以他要叫我们能够丰丰富富的能够进入主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
And so he wants us to enter richly into the kingdom of Christ.
所以虽然我们在认识在明白上还是非常的少或者非常的有限。
And even though our understanding, our knowing is so limited.
但是神借着教会借着圣徒彰显神的国度，它是光明的国度。
But through the church, through the saints, God shows forth that His kingdom is a kingdom of light.
而且呢，神借着他的儿女，借着他的教会，显明是天上掌权，是至高者掌权。
And He also shows through His children to the church that God is in control.
所以主要我们关心他国度的事情。
And he wants us to be concerned about the things of the kingdom.
就是在马太福音主也说你我们要先求神的国和神的义。
And in Matthew, he says that we should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
这个是一个这是一个大的题目，但是呢但是主是叫我们在地上的生活能够跟这个方向能够完全的契合。
This is a very big topic, but what God wants is that here on earth, in our lives, the direction of our lives has to be consistent with that, with the kingdom.
那第四个恢复就是公义，神看为对。
The fourth recovery is the recovery of righteousness. It is what God deems right.
但这个不是用外面的行为，外面守律法的行为来达到的。
This is not attained through outward keeping of the law.
他在希伯来书告诉我们是律法写在心板上。
Hebrews, books of Hebrew tells us that the law is written in our heart.
而且因为律法写在心板上是神的工作，是圣灵的工作。
And because the law is written in our heart, this is the work of God, the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们经历这样的事的人呢，我们就是一面这个神的律法是我们是在生命中或者在我们的心中呢，这个经历它或者产生认识。
And so this law is in our heart, in our life, and it's through experience that we attain it.
那同时呢，这个呢，主也在这样的一个当中，让我们经历到被神赦免啊，那个赦免的经历是真实的，是丰富的，而且是可以见证的。
And through this also, God help us to make us experience forgiveness, and we can testify to it.
所以叫我们不但是被称为义人，我们的生活也能够。活在这个被称义或者审判为对的那样的一个实际。
And so not only are we deemed righteous, but also our life can show righteousness.
我们记得这个前一段时间哈，应该是就是那时候孙弟兄的那个网络的那个聚会中，好多弟兄姊妹起来做见证，圣灵恩膏的教训怎样把它从一些神看为不太适合的，或者是就神看为神的见证不对的，能够把它挽回来，或者把它带回来。
In the brothers and sisters like me online meeting, many brothers and sisters give testimony of how the Lord through the anointing lead brothers and sisters, you know, away from something to what God wants.
所以这个恢复公义。也是这个不但是这个公义是让我们有公义生活的经历，神所要的是能够神天国里面的那个公义我们能够丰满的达到。
God wants us in our lives to be able to attend to the fullness of righteousness.
而且呢甚至就是说你的新天新地新耶路撒冷里面是充满了义的，所以主要我们现在就能恢复。
And then in the New Jerusalem, it's full overflowing of righteousness, but God wants us to be able to experience it now.
那第五个恢复呢，就是神创造的旨意。
The fifth recovery is to recover the purpose of God of creation.
那第六个呢，神要做的是，神要使我们成为时代转换的这个器皿，因为从神要把今世转换成来世。
And the sixth is God wants us to be vessel of change when there's a change in the epoch or the change in age, which is from now to the coming age.
所以这就是说，就是说神不但是要使我们在这个世代中被神数算、被神纪念，而且神甚至在这个世代中得着。 够多的器皿，让神可以转换，从今世转换成来世。
So not only does God want to gain many vessels for this age, He wants this vessel be enough that He can change this age to the coming age.
那第七个神要做的就是，神要使神的仇敌或者基督的仇敌成为脚凳。
And He wants the enemy of Christ, to become Christ's footstool.
那其实呢，仇敌成为基督的脚凳是已经成就的事情，但是现在要成就的是在什么？在教会，在圣徒的身上。
Actually, the enemy being a Christ's footstool has already been accomplished, but today he wants the enemy to be a footstool of the church.
那第二章呢？就告诉我们另外一面的东西。
In chapter 2, it talks about another side of this.
啊，这个方面呢，就讲说怎么样，就是万物都是伏在脚下啊。这个是现在只有现在这个事实只有在基督的身上，但是神要成就在他的圣徒身上。
Again, today, all things are already under the feet of Christ, but then God also wants all things to be under the feet of the church.
所以神在装备我们能够进到这样的一个实际里面。
And that's why He is preparing us so that we can enter into that reality.
那同时呢，他要带领许多的儿子，把我们从这个神的儿女能够带我们达到一个地步，能够得到儿子的名分，甚至可以进到荣耀里面去。
And that's why he wants to have many sons and to bring these sons into glory.
那在这个希伯来书十二章呢，他告诉我们他要把我们带到天上的锡安山，其实就是新天新地新耶路撒冷。
In Hebrews chapter 12, it says that God wants to bring us to the heavenly Zion, which is the new heaven and new earth.
那十二章还告诉我们说，神在我们身上做的是要叫我们得着不能震动的国度，不能震动的国。
And He also wants us to have a kingdom that will never be shaken.
所以你就知道说，神在我们身上要装备的事情。这都是我们眼睛没有看过，耳朵没有听过，我们的心也没有想过的。
And so what he is preparing us for is eyes that have never seen and ears have never heard.
所以说这么大的救恩，那是需要我们要明白这么大的救恩，还需要主不断的启示我们，把我们带到可以明白和进入那个时机。
And so for us to know this great salvation, we have to be continually brought by the Lord, given revelation to enter into it.
那这个刚才讲到这个 Rhema 啊，我们再回到希伯来书第一章，他也在提到 Rhema。
Let's go back to Rhema, and actually in Hebrew 1, chapter 1 talks about Rhema too.
啊。第一章的第一到四节我们读一下哈。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 to 4。
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
In many parts and in many ways, God of old having spoken to the fathers in the prophets.
啊，第二节说，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的。也曾借着他创造诸世界。
In these last days, did speak to us in a Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He did make the ages.
啊，这里中文的这个诸世界，其实原文是诸世代。
In the Chinese, it's world, but again, in the original, it's the ages.
所以神借着他的儿子啊来做成，这个创造其实是做的工作的意思，把做成每一个世代， 做着许多事的。
And so God through His Son, God through His Son, make the ages.
对，就是 make 就是做的意思。
Make.
然后第三节他说，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
Who being the brightness of the glory and the impress of his subsistence, bearing up all things by the saying of his might, through himself, having made a cleansing of our sins, sat down at the right hand of the great in the highest.
那这里有一句话说，常用他全能的命令托住万有。这个全能这个字呢，就讲的 power 是能力。命令这个字呢，在原文就是 rhema 那个字，就是话，神 rhema 的话。
So again, it talks about God, you know, by the word of His power, and the word there is rhema.
所以这里这特别提醒我们 ，rhema 是带着能力的，而且它可以托住万有。
So rhema comes in power, and it can uphold all things.
所以这里提醒我，就是说 rhema 绝对不在一个感觉层次。
So rhema is not just experiential word.
它是带着神的能力，神的权柄，而且它是可以在非常艰难的时候，它是托住万有的。
Because rhema comes with authority and power, and it upholds all things.
所以我们一面需要明白什么是 rhema， 一面我们需要主把我们带进到这个 rhema 得着和 rhema 的这个经历里面。
We need the Lord to bring us into the experience of rhema.
好，我想这个就暂时说这样好。然后我们看这个希伯来书第六章也在提到 rhema。
Again, if we look at chapter 6, it mentioned Rima again.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑信靠神。
Wherefore, leaving the word of the beginning of the Christ, let us go on to what belongs to full growth, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and faith.
各样洗礼、按手之礼、使人复活，以及永远审判各等教训。
Of the doctrines of washing and of the imposition of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment.
神若许我们，我们必如此行。
And this will we do if God permit.
论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩滋味，又与圣灵有份。
For it is impossible to renew again to repentance those once enlightened and who have tasted the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit.
并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人。
And have tasted the good word of God and the works of the power of the age to come.
这里就是讲到尝过神善道，美善的 rhema， 美善的 rhema 的得着或者是经历这个人，他是不能再他若离弃的话，就不能再懊悔了
So here it says, tasted the good word of God. The word there is again rhema.
但是这里重要的不是那个离弃，重要的是进到完全的。
But the importance here is not the falling away, but actually the entering into fullness.
所以。对于我们来讲，如果我们要在生命上长大成熟完全的跟长大跟生命的长大成熟是有密切的关系的。
So this is very much a key in us wanting to grow and to mature.
所以要达到完全呢，那其中有一个部分就是要得到 Rhema 的话语。
To attain to full maturity is very much related to gaining rhema.
所以这个是叫我们在主面前有寻求的方向。
And so this gives us a direction of our pursuit and seeking after the Lord.
那我们要问说哈，这个你怎样能够得到 rhema?
And so the question is, so how do you gain rhema?
那这个主耶稣他自己告诉我。
And the Lord himself tells us.
在约翰福音十四章第十节开始哈，他说我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？我对你们所说的话这个话就是 rhema 不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
Says, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The word which I speak to you, I do not speak from myself, but the Father who abides in me, he does the work.And the word here again is rhema.
所以这里就是说什么？就是说主耶稣跟天父的关系，就是天父是住在主里面的所以他跟天父呢有一个同住的一个实际的关系。
Here it talks about the relationship of our Lord and the Father. It said that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me. So they're dwelling together.
所以这个天父的同住不是静态的，它是动态的。
And so this is not passive, but it's active.
所以他说住在我里面的父做他自己的事或者做他自己的工作。
It says that the Father who abides in me, he does the work.
所以就是说天父在我们或神在我们基督在我们里面，他一直在做事的。但是这个在我们呢应该知道他在做事。
And so Christ in us, or the God in us, he's working in us, and we have to realize that.
所以主说，他说我对你们所说的 Rhema 的话不是凭着自己，所以他源头不是主耶稣自己，源头是在父所以父在里面工作，所以父做的工作到了一个地步呢，他需要他说的时候他就说了。
And soChrist is not doing anything out of himself. The Father in him would be speaking, and at one point, then he will speak out what the Father is saying inside of him.
所以对我自己来说哈，那我就要问说，天父在基督在我里面，天父在我里面是真实的还是只是一个想法而已？
And so I have to ask myself, the Father in me or Christ in me.Is it just an abstract thought or is it real?
是天父在我里面，他做事，他在工作的时候，我知道他在做事吗？还是我呢？就是什么都不知道。
So when the Father or our Lord is working inside of me, do I know it or I'm not aware of anything?
但是主耶稣是非常清楚的，天父做什么事。要做到什么地步，天父有什么要他行动的事情或者要他说的事情，他非常清楚。
But you can see that for our Lord, he's very clear what the Father is doing in him and speaking and doing.
所以 我自己就需要问一个问题，就是说我是不是一个能让神做工的人，神在我里面能不能做工的人。
So I have to ask myself, am I a person such that the Lord can do his work inside of me?
那主是告诉我们说，如果我们跟他有正常的关系，那我们应当是他附在他里面做什么事情，如附在我们身上做什么事情，我们也同样会经历到。
And so if we have a normal relationship with the LordWhat the Lord do in us, we will know.
在主母太十一节十二节，他说：“你们当信我，我在父里面，父在我里面。即或不信，也当因我所做的事信我。”
Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. But if not, believe me for the works' sake themselves.
我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believe on me, the works which I do, shall he also do, and he shall do greater than this, because I go to the Father.
你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。
And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, this will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
所以这里就是告诉我们，我们的祷告有一个源头是出于 Rhema 的话。
So it says here to us that our prayer can originate from Rhema.
对，如果我们知道了父做什么，然后因为我们知道了，所以我们顺着父，我们如果这个知道是个准确的知道，你就发现无论求什么，父就成就。
So if we know accurately the work of the Father and we ask according to that, then this is, the prayer will be answered.
所以得到律玛化的人，他的祷告会是一个连于天父连于宝座的祷告。
And so for one who obtains Rhema, his prayer is one that is connected to God, to the throne.
所以他所经历的事情不但是他经历到某些事情，而且这他所经历的事情是主可以得荣耀，天父可以得到荣耀的。
AndHis experience of thing is not just merely experience, but that experience, the Father and Christ both will gain glory.
好，那我们再看第二个，主告诉我们那个得到 Rhema 化的另外一个需要注意点。
The second thing that we have to be mindful of to gain Rhema.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall come to pass to you.
这个藏在其实就是住的意思，就是住在主里面。我们如果住在主里面，然后而我的话，这个话就是 Rhema 的话，也就住在你们里面。
Again, the emphasis here, like if you abide in me, and the word abides in you, the word here again is Rhema.
所以这个 Rhema 的话，它不是一个感觉而已。Rhema 它住在我们里面，就是说它也在，好像它会工作在动一样。
And so this Rhema is not just a feeling or sensing, but it's working, it's moving in us.
所以呢，这个它会激发我们去祷告，或者是叫我们祷告有方向。
And so this word will cause us to pray and to pray with direction.
然后他说你们多就这个他你们祈求就给你们成就，然后你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
And so it says, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall come to pass to you. In this is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, and ye shall become disciples of mine.
对，不但是我们知道怎样照着神的旨意，照着神所需要的祷告，而且会结出果子出来。
So not only do we pray according to God's will and purpose, it will also bear fruit.
所以再一次，这就是神得到荣耀，天父得到荣耀。
And in this, the Father will be glorified, and our Lord will be glorified.
然后呢？在另外一段圣经告诉我们
，In another passage it tells us，
你怎么得到 Rhema 的话呢
？How do we gain Rhema？
如今他们知道，这是十七章哈，约翰福音十七章第七节。如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的。
This is in John 17:7. Now they have known that all things that thou hast given me are of thee.
因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们， 他们又领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。
For the words which thou hast given me, I have given them, and they have received them, and have known truly that I came out from thee, and have believed that thou sent me.
啊，这个呢，这个道这个字就是 Rhema 的话啊，那那这个怎么得着的呢？是神给的，是给，就是神给的。
So again, the word here is Rhema. And how do you gain Rhema? It has been given to us by God.
所以这是鼓励我们，我们跟主跟天父呢，不但是关系要正常，而且是能够有这个通畅透彻的交通。
And so this encouraged us that our relationship with our Lord and also our Father has to be normal. It has to have no hindrance. You know, the relationship has to be able to go through.
既然是神赐给的，神给的，那也就是说，不是我们不是照我们的意思或照我们的方式来得到的。
And since the word is given by God,It is not obtained according to our own method.
所以什么时候会得到？神怎样给？什么时间给？我们不知道。
So how the Lord will give it to us, when it will give it to us, in what circumstance, we don't know.
但是我们要在神面前有一个对的观点，就随时可以，如果他给的话，我能收得到，我能够知道是他给了。
But we have this disposition that whenever he wants to give it to me, I'm there and I can get it.
就好像以前有弟兄们就鼓励我们要正常聚会。
And that's why brothers have encouraged us that we need to have normal gathering meeting.
有的时候在聚会中有一些宝贵的交通。然后呢，有些弟兄姊妹他们就很叹息，哎呀，那个该听的人没不在。
Because during our gathering, you know, there would be word that would be imparted, and sometimes brothers and sisters say, "Oh, the one who need to hear this is not here today."
好，所以我们有时候也可能是这样的，我们跟神的关系呢，某一天我们放假了，结果呢，那个放假是可能就是神要向我们说话的时候，结果没有办法达到我们身上。
Sometimes it happens in our relationship with the Lord. We take a vacation and then we fail to gain what the Lord wants to give us.
但是这里就说神是这个话是神是神给的，神赐给的。所以呢，我们应当蒙神的怜悯，能够如果我们有什么差错的话，能够在最快的时间能够恢复正常。
And so this word is from the Lord. And so if there's anything that we did wrong or we stray away, we should come back quickly so we can have this normal relationship with him to gain the word.
好像那大卫做个例子哈，大卫他不是这个年纪大的时候他有数点百姓，这个是一个很大的错误，是吧？
So let's take an example like David when he wasold, he numbered the people, and that is a great mistake, sin that he did.
但是当他知道他这样做是得罪神，神不喜悦的，他赶快悔改，然后在神面前仰望神的怜悯，能够让他这个事情能够过去。
But when he realized this, immediately he repented and then, you know, so and come back to the Lord so that this thing can pass.
就是他这个回头，结果他知道了他要为神盖圣殿，要盖在什么地方呢？结果是因为这件事情，然后因为这个回头的寻求呢，他知道圣殿应该在什么地方。
And because of this repentance and returning back to the Lord, he realized where the temple should be built.
而且呢那个，因为那个圣殿就是什么，就是神立为他名所在的地方，所以呢，所以一面他是一个大的失败，但是他赶快回头呢，结果神心意要达到的事情呢，反而就他得到了显明了，而且神可以在那里，就是 成就那件事情。
We know the temple is the presence of the Lord. And so even though David failed greatly, but because of his turning back, God can accomplish the thing God wants so much. And that's to determine the place where the temple is going to be built.
所以我们盼望主怜悯我们哈，我们是一个可以被神，就是可以接受神，可以得着神赐给话语的对象，然后呢，我们能够接受他所赐给的话。
So may we be vessels that God can give us the word and we can gain His word.
我想因为时间的缘故哈，我就需要停在这里。
For the sake of time, we'll just end here.
所以我们还是提醒一下这一句话，诸世代是借着神的话装备成。
So again, we want to remind this word from by faith, we understand the ages to have been prepared by a saying of God.
对，今天我们盼望主给我们这样的恩典，被装备，而且呢，成为在这个世代中呢，是被神纪念数算，或者是带进来这个基督的再来，这个将来的世代能够来到。
That we will be those who are being prepared by God, and that because of that, we can be used to bring in the coming back of the Lord.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
我们谢谢你，你的话里面，你的话藏了极大的丰富。
But Lord, in your word is hidden great abundance.
我们谢谢你，让我们能够发现我们需要知道的话。
Lord, we thank you that we can discover what we need to know.
但是我们的认识，我们的明白还是有限。
But Lord, it is so true that what we know and what we understand is so limited.
我们所交通出来的也都有我们的局限。
And what we shared is also very much limited.
主，你看为喜悦，你就把回头的亮光赐给我们。
Lord, if it pleased you, give us light so we can turn back to you.
使我们的日子在你面前被你数算。
That our days would be numbered by you.
使父神的荣耀能够得以大大的彰显。
And that the glory of the Father can be manifested all over.
你也在这个世代中能够照着你旨意要成就的，能够丰满的成就。
And that your purpose will be accomplished greatly in this age.
我们再把自己奉献交托在你手中。
Again, Lord, we consecrate and give ourselves back to you.
你不但要让我们认识、明白我们需要认识的，你也把我们带进到可以能够进入那个实际的光景。
Lord, not only do you let us know what we should know, but also bring us into that reality.
愿你在我们个人和在你教会身，在你教会身上做成你喜悦的工作，也是人手所不能做的工作。
And Lord, that you will be able to accomplish in us and in your church what any man's hand cannot do.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Thank you, Lord, and in your precious name, Lord, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.